Hello, this is Gail, and you are listening to the Legacy Podcast. This episode will be the audio version of a blog post going live on the Legacy Recorder website entitled How to Work with Someone to Tell Their Story, Dealing with Dementia, Alzheimer's, and Memory Loss. How to work with someone to tell their story when they have dementia, Alzheimer's, or another kind of memory loss. It may seem silly to try to help someone tell their story when they are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. You may be thinking that you won't be able to get the whole story or what really happened. In the end, though, it's about them. Their recollections and perceptions admittedly may not accurately reflect the actual events, but what they know, remember, and feel now is equally as important and valid. It's our job to help them remember what they can and put that into words or whatever medium makes them smile. Just the fact that you've taken the time to have the conversation with them is enough. What do they know and remember? Depending on how advanced their case is, memory loss sufferers will remember different things at different times, and the details may also vary dramatically. That is why I suggest using some type of recording process, whether you actually record the conversation with a device or write down notes during or after. Examples of questions to ask someone who still has some memories. Things like, what was your favorite childhood memory? What was your favorite Christmas memory? And what was your favorite summertime activity? These are simple questions that may tap into emotional memories that could trigger the actual memories. The hope is, through more detailed questions, you can have them paint a picture of the moment through words. What do they feel now? Talking to them about how they are feeling right now is a great way to open up a conversation about other things that are affecting them. For instance, asking how they are doing will result in a short answer, but gives you the opportunity to ask a follow-up question like, why do you feel that way? Or what made you feel that way today? These types of questions validate their feelings, empowers them to answer honestly, and potentially impacts their day-to-day life. Here are some more examples. How are you doing today? Follow-up questions. Why do you feel that way? What made you feel that way? And who made you feel that way? Another example. What are you looking forward to today? Follow-up question. Why are you excited about it? And what would you like to do that would make your day better? Approaching the conversation this way gives you the opportunity to assess how they perceive their current state and what their life is like. Once you begin these types of conversations, you will find that it becomes easier and the person you are working with is more open with you. A relationship founded on dignity and mutual respect will give you and them a better quality of life. What is going on in their life currently? Someone experiencing memory loss will not have the same experience telling their story that someone who can remember their childhood will have. That does not discount or make the exercise less important. It does change the potential conversation topics. Examples of what to ask. What is going on in your life right now? What makes you smile? What would you like to do more of? How do you feel about your day? Who do you wish you could see more of? Who makes you smile and why? Would you like to learn something new? If yes, what would you like to learn? These questions will open up the chance for them to look forward and beyond their current living situation. Also, this kind of conversation empowers them to take ownership of their feelings and life in a way they may not have been able to before. Why does it matter? When it really comes down to it, everyone has a story worth telling, and we need to be there to hear it. Taking the time to have these conversations with people, regardless of their cognitive ability, is crucial to their quality of life. The simple act of sitting with someone and really listening to how they are doing is a simple way to make a huge impact. From my experience, I have seen families grow closer and more just by changing how they are talking with their loved one. The elder may also exhibit changes in behavior and an increased interest in life. The benefits and the whys are endless. So what's the takeaway? It's not about you. It's not about your expectations and about what something should look like. It's about the person you are working with and their human experience. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legacy Recorder Podcast. I'm Gail, the Legacy Lady, and I'll talk to you soon. Always feel free to leave a message, ask a question, visit me at thelegacyrecorder.com, find me on Pinterest, or join the Facebook group.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.